The world at play.
Hello and welcome to a brand new episode. This is Andy Lawson back with everything that you need to know from the world of sport. Now, before the end of the episode this time, we'll look at what's to come in the sporting diary. We'll take a look back to a huge weekend in football. First, though, what's happening elsewhere in sports news? Well, despite a great start to the first test, New Zealand couldn't beat England in the cricket at Lord's. A solid final day by the hosts saw them run out winners by 124 wins. Wickets. Some are saying poor strategy is what seems to have been at fault for Britain's Lewis Hamilton as he was denied a victory at the Monaco Grand Prix. Teammate Nico Rosberg finished in first place with Sebastian Vettel, followed by Hamilton in second and third respectively. Miguel Angel Jimenez broke a record at the weekend at Wentworth as a hole in one, or with holes in one. It was his third of the season, which helped him to reach a career 10. That surpassed Colin Montgomery to claim the record outright. World number 132, Byung-Hun An, won the event overall at Wentworth with a score of 21 under par, 6 shots clear of the field. But as I mentioned, it has been a massive weekend in football. In Germany, Bayern Munich's 2-0 victory over Mainz saw the champions confirm a 10-point lead in the final Bundesliga table. The closing weekend of the German season saw Hamburg avoid relegation for now, but they will be involved in a playoff for them to secure their top flight status. In England, Hull City were confirmed as joining Burnley and Queen's Park Rangers as being relegated from the EPL. Hull needed to beat Manchester United and hope that West Ham could beat Newcastle. In the end, neither of those results happened, and the Tigers are in the Championship next season. For teams already in the Championship who spent the last season there, Monday was the big final for their playoffs to find out who would be included alongside Bournemouth and Watford in the Premier League next time. Norwich took on Middlesbrough at London's Wembley Stadium. It was Alex Neil's Norwich who took an early advantage. They scored 2 goals in the first 15 minutes. Middlesbrough, who play quite a slow-paced style of football, try to stop teams scoring rather than them necessarily scoring themselves. They couldn't actually then break through Norwich. The Canaries scored no further goals, but neither did Middlesbrough, so Norwich promoted with a 2-0 win to the Premier League. Some talk about this being one of the richest fixtures in sport. With the money available in the English top flight, it's thought this game will help net them around £120 million, or just over $180 million. But what about in the next few days? What is to come? Well, on Sunday, we'll see if UEFA have a new president, as Europe's top footballing body finds out whether Sepp Blatter will remain in place for another term. Elsewhere, tennis, the French Open will continue and conclude this weekend at Roland Garros in Paris. Cricket, the second test between England and New Zealand, will take place in the UK city of Leeds. Athletics, the Diamond League heads to the US and Oregon. Fans of MotoGP will be looking forward to the Grand Prix of Italy on Sunday, and those who like rugby union will keep their eye on the Aviva Premiership Grand Final on Saturday at Twickenham. So that is the latest for now. My name's Andy Lawson, and I look forward to seeing you back here with more from the world of sport at the same time next week.